Hello there, I'm Miranda Gretton, and this is Take a Moment with NCHC, the show where we talk to you and your colleagues about experiences that affect you. Listen on your drive between patients or in your downtime, whenever you get the chance to take a moment.
Hi, I'm Rob. I'm a nurse assistant practitioner in the City Learn Disabilities team.
Tell me a bit about your role at the Trust.
My role originally was as a healthcare assistant. I then progressed to a nursing assistant practitioner. Main aspects of this role, supporting clients with their health needs, including health appointments, health advice, sexual health, male sexual health predominantly. Also working alongside part of an MDT, so that includes working with social care, other health colleagues, including physiotherapy, occupational therapy, dietetics, psychology, as well as working within the nurse group, which is where I'm mainly based, is with nurse colleagues.
I understand that you completed your foundation degree in health and an apprenticeship while in the LD team. So I'm interested to talk to you about that apprenticeship. What were your first thoughts when you decided to investigate an apprenticeship?
So my first thoughts, I'd sort of toyed with it a few years before joining NCHC in another trust. And I think at that time, it didn't feel like it was the right thing for me at that particular moment. I'd finished the NVQ 2 and 3. And I was kind of the mindset of like, I've had enough. I'm getting older. This might be a little bit too much. I was approached by my former manager about the apprenticeship. She said places had come up. Would I be interested? And I thought, yeah, let's do it. I love learner's abilities. It's next progression as well within that team. And so, yeah, I thought, let's just go for it. I went for it. No regrets about doing it. Really enjoyed it.
What's the road that you took? So how do you initially apply for an apprenticeship? Where do you go? Like, is there a website or anything? Or like, how do you go about it?
Yeah, so to apply for the foundation degree apprenticeship, it was via City College and University of East Anglia, so it's a jointly funded course. There was an application process, filling out a form, explaining why I wanted to do the course, what sort of plans I had for the future, what I'd get from the course and the further education. It then led to an interview process at City College, so it's sort of quite a formal interview, just where you're talking through again what your aspirations are, what you can benefit from the course, what you can bring from your training as well, and how it would benefit. Obviously, the sort of clients you work with, the role you do, your colleagues.
And was that supported by your team, by your manager, for you to go off and do that?
Yeah, it's very supported. Yeah, there was full support the whole time with the team, with management, as well as colleagues, peers. Support was phenomenal throughout. And yeah, certainly in regards of study time or any limitations that might happen, like assignments that are due and obviously sort of heavy workload, there was some leg room around that, which was really good. And so, yeah, I felt supported throughout.
Yeah, I was going to say, because I guess there must be quite a big workload, because that's, you know, full on studying for a qualification. So how did you manage that with your normal workload?
I was of the opinion work came first. Obviously, you know, that was priority as my job. So that was the most important thing. But it would involve evenings of study, lunch breaks of study. Also weekends, you know, a lot of sacrifices in my own personal time. I don't have children, so there wasn't that aspect of childcare to worry about, and a very supportive wife who'd sort of let me go off to the dining table and work for hours on end. But I would say again, in terms of the support from the Learn Disabilities team, was that if I had some time in between visits, I could study and allocate a time on Mondays when I wasn't at college to actually have that study time. So yes, there was a lot of support, and I think that really made the difference in terms of that balance.
Because it's quite a commitment, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think that's one of the things that I found in allocating that time, because some of the course involved talking to my colleagues, such as physiotherapy, my nurses, definitely the nurse colleagues, and so having that support as well to sit and talk through something with them, you know, it could be something to do with anatomy and physiology, law and ethics, various modules that we were doing that obviously I had that experience within the team that I had people I could turn to and say, wait, this, could you help me with that? I also had a very, very good mentor as well. One of the registered nurses in the team was my mentor. So she was my go-to throughout doing the degree. So if time became an issue or I had moments of tearing my hair out, then, you know, that would be the case of I'm going to speak with her. And yeah, very, very supportive as well. And that really made a big difference.
Is that a common thing with the apprenticeships that you get assigned or allocated a mentor?
Yeah, certainly with the foundation degree, that is a requirement. When I did the course, it was 3 or 4 of us from NCHC and the rest were Norfolk and Norwich. And so, yeah, I know the Norfolk and Norwich also had the caveat that there was a mentor for them. So you needed that go-to, that one person that you had on board. So it's very like the nurse training where you have a mentor for your placements. Same sort of thing. But the joy of this was because there was no placements, it was a continuous mentor. So, yeah, so that was good. So it's consistent throughout the 2 years.
So what opportunities has the apprenticeship opened up for you then?
I think the main one is opening up the route to become a band four. So nurse assistant practitioner was my current role. That was a massive opportunity. Also enhancing my roles or the skills that I've developed, different things that I've learned as well, you know, that really benefited me professionally and also the team. So another benefit is nurse training. So this is a pathway into going forward for the learning disabilities nurse training. It's 2 years, which is the equivalent to 1 year of nurse training. So a benefit of this will be to sort of then further myself to train as a nurse. So just awaiting sort of placements at the moment.
Okay, so it's all kind of a pathway, isn't it? So it's yeah. Doing the different steps in order to get you to where you want to be. But really, it's that initial step to taking a decision to do an apprenticeship, because maybe there's a perception that apprenticeships are for young people. Is that something that you came across?
I would say that, yeah. And I'd say with my older head on, I had that same perception myself. I don't think, well, you know, I'm in my mid-40s. I'm wanting to be a student again, you know, and going to college, going to university at my age. Yeah, I would say there is a perception among people that younger people should be doing this as opposed to people sort of in the more mature years. And so I'd say it's never too late. There's no boundary to when you can learn. You know, it could be in your 50s, 60s. You know, there's no time scale. And I always think, you know, for your development, for your just your general knowledge, your skills, it's great to do that, you know, just to go in whatever age you are. And if I'd have listened to that old head saying, don't do it, you know, you're too old, I wouldn't be where I am now. I wouldn't be sitting here talking to you. I wouldn't be looking at nurse training. And so, yeah, I think age is no limit. There is no boundaries there.
So what would you say to somebody listening to this thinking, oh, I don't know if I want to take that leap?
Oh, I would say get out there and do it, because even though it might look like a giant leap off a big cliff, but it really is worth every step. Go for it. There is a parachute. You won't plummet. You know, you'll enjoy the journey. You'll learn a lot. You'll meet different people as well. There's different peer groups, other trusts, different ages, different life experiences. And I certainly found from that, I mean, when I was on the course, there were varying ages. We had some students who were sort of 20, 21, other ones older than myself. I mean, I was sort of mid-range age, which surprised me in itself.
And did that help seeing them there?
Oh, it did. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I mean, there's one or two who are sort of nearing retirement age, but they were doing it for that achievement. So, you know, that sort of summed up my own perceptions as well about the age thing. Well, actually, it's not an issue. But we did learn from each other. We learned from our younger cohort as well. You know, there's a lot of skills or knowledge, especially computers, which at a certain age, they become more difficult. So, you know, there was a lot of help there. But again, from older, and we all fed through to each other, you know, our experiences, what we've done, where we've worked. And yeah, it was brilliant. So that would be a big thing to recommend is, you know, it's that chance to learn from one another as well as learning for yourself. And yeah, I'd 100% support anybody who wants to do that.
Mm, it must be so valuable, that knowledge that you've now got taking forward. And just, I guess it must have a knock-on effect to other things. You know, just being brave and taking a leap like that in your professional life, you know, has that opened up anything else for you? Have you sort of decided to, I don't know, take up some kind of crazy hobby or anything like that?
Not yet, but there's always time. Like I say, it's never too late, so you never know what the future might hold.
You never know.
Yeah, but certainly not at the moment.
Thank you for listening to Take a Moment with NCHC. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please visit the podcast intranet page to leave a comment and for details of our other episodes. You can also follow NCHC on all social media channels.